If you ask Kao Tran to list the heroes of the coronavirus pandemic, she won't start with doctors or even grocery store cashiers.
You know, people have been talking about, oh, like frontline workers and this. And it's like no one ever mentions mortuary, cemetery, cremation workers. But I'm like, people die every single day, like all the time. You know, like this has to be handled. And they're the ones that are doing the things that no one wants to do.
Tran is the founder of a Dallas-based discussion group called Life and Death Forum. And up until April, when she was laid off, she also worked in sales for the funeral industry and developed a deep respect for the people she worked beside.
It takes a lot to like wake up in the middle of the night, go pick up their body, take them back, and then like embalm them and do all of those things. Then you have to meet with the family. So like that is truly like a service.
A service Glenda Stansbury is trying to adapt for the times.
We're the last ones that get to care for those bodies and care for those families. Whether it's COVID or not, death is going to happen, and we have to be there.
Stansbury's a funeral director and a celebrant in Oklahoma City. When planning a service, she says she can spend hours talking to relatives of a deceased loved one, something she says is intimate and often emotionally difficult.
How do I express comfort to somebody when I can't hug them, when I can't hold their hand, when I can't do the kinds of things that we as human beings do?
The COVID-19 outbreak has forced her and the whole profession to rethink every aspect of the job, starting with the funeral itself. Stansbury is one of many who've started performing funeral services online via video chat. Like this one.
Well, thank you all for giving me the opportunity to do this. This is so special that we get to gather in a very unique way, and we'll all get through this together. It's a new experience for everybody.
Funeral director Jimmy Lucas has started doing these too. His family has been in the industry for 160 years, and they own 5 funeral homes across North Texas. Like Stansbury, Lucas is dedicated to helping families find closure after the death of a loved one.
I think that good grief and the grief process starts with a funeral service, a celebration of life, a service of remembrance. And so that's our mission and our focus. And COVID-19 has changed that dramatically.
Some of the changes were practical and behind the scenes. Lucas had employees start wearing personal protective equipment and required office staff to socially distance. Lucas says if they're not safe, then they can't work. And if they can't work, then no one is around to perform and plan funerals.
And so we quickly transitioned into e-documents, and we went to online arrangements, meaning that we can be on the phone with them. And that's worked really well for us.
Still, both Lucas and Stansbury say families want to come into the funeral home, and they want to have in-person discussions about burials and other details.
That's been the biggest struggle for funeral directors. We bend over backwards to say yes to families. You know, what do you need? What are we going to do? How can we make this happen for you? This is our job. And then all of a sudden, we're having to say no.
Working during the pandemic has been a balancing act for funeral workers. They've had to balance their health with the health of their clients, along with countless other factors. And just like frontline workers, the folks on the final line are working tirelessly to heal our hearts and to bring rest to the ones we've lost. I'm Hadi Mawagdi in Dallas.